at Jawbones, I mean Bob Jones University.
How's he got open?
So that was you, Steve, and, golly, I can't remember the other gentleman's name that's in here, but, I'm in a, yeah, I'm in the bad spot here. I'm right here at White Hampton and, 291.
Long time since I was on here, I think I heard Andy, so, you know, it's just this repeater. It ain't getting no better. Probably never will. Yeah, you heard me in here. Where I'm at up here now, you know, I hardly notice it unless I intentionally go behind the hill, but someone else told me that the range is lessened to what it was, so what I was going to ask, you know, you and I was going to talk earlier. Don't tell that your license, well, of course I had no choice, but if your license had expired during the government shutdown, as I was telling you earlier, you got real big problems.
The bigger problem right now is this repeater. Ain't nobody been up that tire to do any maintenance. They don't do any maintenance on anything anymore. And, you know, it's self-explanatory. Just listen to it.
When you get out on the outer fringes of it like some of y'all do, you really notice it. But back off up here from the repeater going back toward Pickens, you'd hardly notice it unless you get right behind a real big mountain.
We're on 85 here at Pelham Road. Dave, can you hear me?
Maybe, but it's real scratchy. I'm right here at the intersection behind Wade Hampton High School and on Wade Hampton headed eastbound. And this is probably the worst section of Wade Hampton here for this repeater.
Said, it is what it is. Ain't nobody up there going to do anything. They ought to turn loose for somebody to let somebody actually do something with it.
Hey, Andy, KB4CBA.
Yeah, I hear you in there, and we've been noticing you're in a bad area there. Well, like I said, I don't make the meetings or anything. I just try to help support it because I found out about an amateur radio through this repeater, and from what I've heard others say, if the tire is like this and this, it's kind of a commercial type setup, like WYFF is, not just any tire people can climb it. You got to have people that are bonded to climb it, and those kind of tire people aren't easy to come by. That's what I've heard now.
Hey, Andy, they had a member of the club that was bonded and all that and completely cleared to climb that tower. And I personally found them two radios to put up a new repeater transmitter and receiver up there. That was 3.5 years ago, and ain't nothing been done since.
Oh, I didn't know. Was that going to be that 730 that y'all got over there at James?
But we got it working great, and it's working good. We just gotta find us a better location for it.
When I was over there at Traveler's Rest, I done okay with it from over there. But when I get back up here, I don't even hear it. But you'd have to look where I'm at. It had to be with this thing that 610 in order for me to do anything from the house with it. I should remember your name, but right now it won't come to other than I know you play tennis, so if you can get into the repeater, make one.
Andy, I just finished, we were on, excuse me, we couldn't play at the sports club, so courts weren't ready, so we went to Butler Springs and played on the hard court. But yeah, I'm out of the mess now, so should be clear. My signal should be clear enough. But anywho, I thought y'all had already moved that repeater, Steve. I didn't realize you were still looking for another place.
Gene, he's got a good spot up there for, you know, limited range, but hang on just a second. I'll be right back.
The 146-730 is over at Gene's right now, Iggy's. I heard he here, Steve, and NMW up there one weekend up there when they moved it up there, and I found it out from there. Then I talked with here VWA, and just a few days later, that's when I started having troubles with my license renewal and the government shutdown.
You guys, what? Gene's got a good location up there. It's just that, you know, he's tucked back in there into those mountains to a point where we really can't get any good range. So I've been looking for another tower that we can get up on. But, you know, I hadn't been able to do it yet. So the long and the short of it, as soon as we find us a good high tower to get on somewhere, we'll be able to get some range out of that thing, because it's a really good repeater. It's clean.
Well, which is it, the long or the short?
There's one in every crowd, Andy. I can tell you somebody else, but there again, you know, that's up to them and the trucking company. What's God one repeater's at? It's just a little further up the hill where K908 has his at. But the thing is, the trucking company owns the tire, and Billy's got his stuff up there, but he maintains it for him and all, and that's how he gets to keep his up there. That's just a little further up the hill from this one.
That'd be nice, but you know what? Getting people to get permission to be on a tower is like pulling hen's teeth. You know what? It's not easy.
But in a minute, if I was a little younger, I don't think I'd be able to anymore.
I know I heard that. I know you, the liability issues, not just anybody's going to let you do that, but I didn't know that they had had an option a few years ago, but like I said, I helped support it, but I don't make the meeting, so I don't really keep up with everything. If it wasn't just for the fact that I happened to hear you and NMW up there that weekend, I wouldn't even know y'all had moved it over to James, but I heard y'all that weekend, man. By chance, I was somewhere where I could hear it, and I found out about that.
Well, I've gotten on it to run out of my call a bunch of times, but there was nobody there, so so I just quit doing that. Just went back to, came back to 6-1, because, anyway. But, so what are you up to today, Steve? Are you working on that MG?
I sort of am working on an MG, but you remember Gary Dodson, don't you?
They made, they make good vehicles.
Dodson just picked up a 71 model. And it's been in a barn for 25 or 30 years. And we just picked it up. And I've got it on the back of my aluminum car hauler. And we're headed back to the house with it. He's going to throw it up on my lift and get it back on the road. Get it painted. So I'm going to take my 75 and I'm going to have it on the road here before the end of summer. And he's going to get his on the road. We're going to go MG-ing. Matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start the BMLCC Club. You know what that is?
I'm getting ready to find out. KB4 CBA.
Big Man Little Car Club.
carry on who's here at the house designated, so. Okay, I'm for LZI Mobile. Y'all go. I gotta get stuff out the car.
Hey, Andy, you have a good afternoon, buddy. You know, I always enjoy talking to you. And, well, like I said, I'm just not on here much. Just occasionally. So you have a good one. 73s. Hey, Dave, you ought to ride up to the house and see this thing.
All right, Andy, always a pleasure. Take care. Glad you made it home in one piece. KI4LZ, IKB4CBA. Well, Steve, you know, I could. God, it's really tempting. I need to do some more studying. So, I think I'll jump back into that. I'm sitting in my driveway.
You get in there and get that thing going, buddy. I tell you what, you might just inspire me to go ahead and get mine.
You know, this is probably not the best time for me to be doing this because, you know, it's winter and it's cloudy and it's dreary and it's cold and, you know, all that stuff that comes with winter. It's kind of a downer for me. But but I'm trying, and it seems to be a little easier this time. Maybe because I've read it before. But anyway, we'll see.
You gonna beat me out on it, bud? And I'll be glad to see it. So well, hey, now you do know that Phil W4NGU is talking about some. Sapota, he's already getting all wound up about it.
Tell me I couldn't do it. I couldn't get it, so he was just messing with me. So he's getting some what? I didn't hear that last word.
He's all wound up to get out and do some pota.
Don't know what you said, but oh, pota. You said parks on the air. Okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, I mean, you know. All you need is a radio, power supply, and an antenna, so, and do you have to get permission to do that at the park, or what?
No, I don't have to. I've got my full rig all set up and ready to go. I got a 40-meter down Trans World, and it doesn't need guys, it doesn't need anything. You just set it on the ground. And it's a vertical dipole. Man, I could get out with that thing. Just ask Phil about it sometime. He's already used it once. And I got my complete mobile rig. I can record a battery or a generator. All we got to do is figure out how to do the computer software portion of it. And Phil's working on that.
Hey, well, I was just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. Yeah. Oh Lord, trying to interface the computer with the rig is well for me for FT8 it was a nightmare. If I hadn't had what was the ND7J, I think I may have that call wrong, but anyway, he got me through it about 2.5 hours worth of work, but we got it. He got it.
Any more of the SCDXA meetings?
It's been a while, but I went to the last one. I think there were 6 of us there. And 7, actually, if I'm counting right. But anyway, yeah, we had a good time, and Dave and Vicky were there. I was talking to Dave about the extra class. So anyway, so I just had to buy the 13th edition. I didn't have that. So other than that, you know, we got the calculator and it's all set up. I went ahead and cleared it and reset it just so I knew I could do that because they say that depending on where you go, you know, the test, the person that's given the test may ask you to reset your calculator, which means it'll erase all of that, and then you'll have to go back in and do it again, which I can in just, you know, 30 seconds. But anyway, so, and I've got all the material. You know, I don't have any excuse. So, anyway.
Well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. I'm trying to pull this car to the house, and I just made a wrong turn. I tried to go up this road, and they got the dang-gum detour sign pulled out of the way, even though the road is still closed. So, anyhow, get this thing back going again. I got to pay attention. I'll talk to you a little bit later, bud. I got to jump. KN4BWA, and if you want to run up to the house and see this car, oh, mercy, it's under an inch layer of dust and grime. So we're going to pressure wash it off today. I'll catch you later, Dave. KN4BWA, it'll be a clear.
I thought that would have blown off when you were going 90 miles an hour down the road, but anyway. But you have a good one, and y'all enjoy that. I want to see you throw it up onto the lift, as you said. I just want to see that. Would you video that for me? Because I've never seen a car thrown up on a lift before. I've raised many of them, but never threw one. But anyway, that's my humor, so that's the way I think. 73 has enjoyed it. KN4VWA, KB4CBA Mobile, clear.
Bye-bye. KN4VWA, clear.